This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I coined the term journo-terrorist a couple of years ago. Now we've seen these left-wing so-called journalists really jump the shark and become terrorists. And we're seeing it every day now. Chris Hayes of MSNBC is now out there saying, essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but he says that all Trump supporters and patriots should be murdered, should be killed, destroyed. All of a sudden, just in the last few days, we're seeing all these left-wing journo-terrorists. They think of themselves as journalists, but they're actually terrorists. They're doing two things. Number one, they're calling for Antifa violence. So they're promoting domestic terrorism on the left. And they're calling for the mass killing of either white people or Trump supporters or both, and Christians and patriots alike. This has changed the game. It's no longer just that these left-wing so-called journalists are anti-America. We know they hate America. We know they hate Trump. We know they are malicious and that they're willing to lie and deceive, and that they do so willingly in every article they write that attacks Trump supporters. These left-wing writers are liars. But now, beyond that, they have become, I say, enemy combatants in a civil war that they are waging against the United States of America and its citizens. Enemy combatants. It's time that we label these radical left-wing journo-terrorists enemy combatants, which means they are actively engaged in a war against the United States of America. They are actively promoting left-wing terrorism. They are actively calling for the mass killing of Trump supporters, which is Americans. They are actively promoting the land invasion of our country through open borders, and they are willing to use any technique, any lie, any dirty trick that they have to accomplish their goal of overthrowing the United States of America, nullifying the outcome of an election that they didn't like, and installing an authoritarian tyrant as the next president, while they run all the fake news media but call themselves the only authoritative facts. They are willing to silence their competition, i.e. the independent media. They exploit and abuse their positions of media power to call for the tech giants to ban channels that they don't like, such as my channel, or InfoWars, or others. These left-wing media journo-terrorists slash enemy combatants are demonstrating the worst traits of what the Third Reich demonstrated: censorship, lies, propaganda, destroying human beings, calling for genocide, essentially. I mean, think about it. The media today is out there basically calling for the mass killing of white people. And some of them just do it bluntly, directly. It's not a secret. They call for it openly. They say they have to destroy white people. These left-wing journo-terrorists are maniacs. They are dangerous. And you notice what they do. They spend most of their time running hit pieces. They are character assassins. They can't argue the facts. They can't win any open and fair debate. They can't even win an open and fair election. They have to cheat and lie and rig everything. They have to misrepresent. They make up false accusations to carry out character assassinations. They run hit pieces on everybody who is a Trump supporter or a defender of the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or just a defender of God, for God's sake. If you believe in God, you are the enemy of the left-wing media today, which, again, has become a cabal of enemy combatants. Now, as the Civil War gets underway in America, and it is inching closer by the day, the most likely outbreak of Civil War now is in the months following the 2020 election. Regardless of who wins or loses, we may see the left go insane, try to take over the country. Either way, and we'll probably see patriots rising to the defense of this nation and kinetically engaging the left-wing terrorists. As that happens, it's important to remember that these left-wing journo terrorists are, in fact, an extension of Antifa. They are enemy combatants. I wouldn't have said that 2 years ago, but now it's become clear. They are just as dangerous and just as lawless as what Antifa has become. These left-wing radical journo terrorists, they abuse their positions of power to mislead, to lie, to whip up radical left-wing violence. They, again, deliberately misrepresent everything that's happening in America. When the story broke about Jeffrey Epstein and his Orgy Island in the Lolita Express airplane, Bill Clinton was on that airplane 26 times. But the media lied, covered that up, and said, no, it's really about Trump, because Trump was videotaped at a party standing next to Epstein like 25 years ago or something like that. It's insane. Bill Clinton is the one raping little boys and girls on the Lolita Express, but the media won't cover that because the media, the left-wing media, is an extension of the terrorism of the radical left. They are enemy combatants. Never forget it. I would imagine many people out there are building quite a list of the enemies of the people. Who are the enemies of America? Well, it is the journo terrorists, but it's also the CEOs of the tech giants and the high-level executives and high-level engineers and workers that run Google, that run Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and all these tech giants, Pinterest and Vimeo, everybody else. They are all run by treasonous traitors, enemies of America, and they should be added to your list of interests, things to watch, people to watch out for, I should say. Because they are dangerous to this country. And in the case of the tech giants, they are actively conspiring with communist China. Google is engaged in routine treason. I mean, every day it's treason by Google. They are trying to overthrow the United States of America. They funded CrowdStrike to the tune of $100 million, by the way. Yeah, that's right. They were part of the Russia collusion conspiracy involving the DNC, involving Hillary Clinton. Google has been part of treason from the very beginning, and they are working diligently to try to steal the 2020 election right now by rigging election outcomes. Google's executives must be arrested and tried for treason. And the same is true for Facebook. And Jack Dorsey at Twitter is a treasonous traitor who deserves to have, he should have his day in court. But if found guilty of treason, he should be executed. He is a dangerous, malicious, dishonest, satanic individual who pushes and protects child molesters on the left. He is essentially an enabler of child pedophilia and sex predators. That's what Jack Dorsey is. And he is a criminal mind. And he's not alone. The other tech giants are in the same boat. They all need to be on your list of things to watch. And I bring it back to what may happen in the Civil War. John Mark has a video now on Brighteon.com called Civil War II, Who Will Win? And in that video, he talks about the vulnerability of the cities and how the power grid can easily be taken down by taking down substations in rural areas that feed electricity to the cities. It is shocking to me that what the tech giants and the left-wing media propagandists, who are journo terrorists, what they have in common is they all need electricity to operate. They all need fuel. They all need internet services, don't they? They all need food. And all these things, as John Mark said in his analysis of Civil War II, all these things can easily be denied to the left-wing cities. And as a civil war gets underway in America, I would imagine, even though I'm not personally advocating any particular action, just as an analysis, I would imagine that the cities would very quickly find themselves cut off from everything else. I mean, how hard would it be to cut the fiber optics lines coming out of Google servers? I mean, heck, your average backhoe working on a highway accidentally cuts the fiber optic lines every hour of the day. I mean, if someone were out there trying to do it on purpose, it wouldn't be difficult. And what about food deliveries? What about fuel? What about electricity? The enemies of America will likely find themselves completely cut off from real America as this all goes kinetic. Sadly, it's coming to this because the radical left is lawless and they respect no civility in society. They respect no election outcomes unless they win. They don't respect honesty or real journalism. They have abandoned journalism. They're nothing but fake news liars now. They don't respect freedom of speech. They don't respect the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or anything. All they want is authoritarian rule. And they are willing to lie and commit fraud and rig elections and censor important voices and do anything it takes to accomplish that. And that is why these radical leftists must now be designated enemy combatants in an active war zone, which is the United States of America. You are in a civil war. If you live in America, you are living in a war zone, and the enemies of America have now been clearly designated, clearly identified. Let's see what happens from here. And again, start paying attention to who is the enemy of America. Start taking notes. Start writing down the names. Start planning to defend this nation against its domestic enemies, because that's the oath that every soldier and every member of law enforcement has sworn to uphold, is to defend our Constitution against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And the domestic enemies now include left-wing journo terrorists who are pretending to be journalists, but they are actually malicious, treasonous traitors, and they are complicit in left-wing terrorism, such as Antifa. Oh, and they openly call for the mass murder of white people and Trump supporters. So what else do you need to know who the true enemies of America really are? It's abundantly clear at this point. I've got a couple of websites that may help you stay informed. And by the way, I pray for peace. I pray that the left can be defeated without any of this escalating. But I don't have confidence that that's how it's going to go. Read my website, civilwar.news. And also, I published newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here. You can hear more of my podcast at brighteon.com. That's the free speech video alternative to YouTube. Thanks for listening. Before we get into the next segment, reminder that this is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. We have a fish oil alternative for those who don't want to take in fish-based products, many of which are heavily contaminated with mercury. We have a product called Ahi Flower. It's made from plants, and it's a fish oil-like supplement with many of the same essential fatty acids and the same beneficial effects on your body, but it's made from plants. It's lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and microbiology to make sure it doesn't contain E. coli or salmonella or anything like that. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. It's good for your health, and it's clean.